Welcome, and thanks for listening to the USGS Corecast. I'm Scott Horvath. Today we're doing our hazards roundup for January of 2008. As we go ahead and shift over to earthquakes, we had one significant earthquake. There's earthquakes that happen all the time, but one significant one. We had a 6.6 in the Queen Charlotte Islands region, which is off the main coast of British Columbia, and that occurred around January 5th. As we switch over to landslides and wildfires, recent rains in January in Southern California caused flooding and minor debris flows, as well as evacuations in some of the areas burned in last fall's wildfires. As we move over to volcanoes, the Mount St. Helens lava dome inside the crater continues to grow with low rates of seismicity. Over in the northern Mariana Islands, the Anitahan volcano sustained several long-day episodes of elevated seismicity that ended around the 23rd of January, and now consists of repeated elevated seismicity lasting for hours before declining again. Yellowstone activity is still within background levels, and current readings show continued uplift of the caldera. Volcanologists say the general uplift in the Yellowstone's caldera is scientifically interesting and will continue to be monitored closely. If you want to report on the current conditions, the current uplift of the Yellowstone caldera, those can be found in our show notes for this podcast. So just go ahead and visit the site, usgs.gov/corecast, and take a look at the notes there. As we switch over to hurricanes, no, there isn't a hurricane right now, thankfully. It's not hurricane season. But the USGS hosted a congressional briefing on February 1st on how science can be used to prepare for and react to hurricanes based on a new report called Science and the Storms, the USGS Response to the Hurricanes of 2005. This full-color 275-page report covers scientific studies performed after Hurricanes Dennis, Katrina, Rita, and Wilma. And the satellite imagery in this publication are absolutely spectacular. And the information itself is just a gold mine. So I definitely recommend taking a look at this report. You can get the link to the report at the bottom of our show notes for this particular podcast. And that does it for this episode of the USGS Corecast. Thanks for listening. Before you turn off this podcast, though, I want you to go listen to our new podcast series called the USGS Core Facts. You can go to it by going to usgs.gov/podcast. The Core Facts is a daily episode of science knowledge, really short, 1 to 2 minutes maybe at most. And what we like to say is Core Facts is short on time, big on science. So go ahead and take a listen. Go ahead and check it out. Again, thanks for listening. You can always find the show notes for this episode at usgs.gov/corecast. And keep it cool.
Corecast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior.